The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Doug Steffen, a little behind the scenes, he's having some fruit. Doug! He's coming back.
Let's go!
Let's go! Get your fruit moving! Happy hump day. Everybody's got to get over the hump. Doug uses fruit to get over the hump with honey and cinnamon. That's his little secret recipe.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I just had all of those things. And a positive refresher, so thank you. Seven after the hour, it's the Good Day program. McFadden has gone to Jazz Fest, right?
Yes.
I think that's where he's gone. So we have Victoria Keelan here in the friend circle, Kara Schillen in the friend circle. Yesterday, the Cleveland police announced they were going to pay $6 million as settlement for the fiasco that surrounded the death of Tamir Rice. Remember the 12-year-old who was shot, killed by the police because they thought the toy gun that he had was real? Mm. And in this case, as much as I'm critical of the police for good reason, and I shouldn't probably put it like that, sort of that too general, some police do a bad job, most police do a good job. Some are not trained well. In this circumstance, it's an understandable mistake. And so I don't even know what's happened to the police who were involved in this. Frankly, they were charged, or there was some thought of charging them, and then that was dropped. And that's understandable as well. But what we have here is a deeply seated problem that is very frustrating for all of us who want to see the world run more smoothly. And that means race relationships, it's religions, it's all of the things that seem to stir the pot that separate us and keep us from being the really... We were a great nation through most of our history. I do not think we are a great nation at the moment. We are probably the greatest nation on the planet. That doesn't mean that we are as great as we could be. And it's things like this that get in the way of us being the greatest. The potential that we have is so enormous, but yet we let these things be a blemish on our reality, our greatness. Here's a reporter from Black Entertainment Television, BET, named Gia Peppers, talking about what the family had to agree to in order to get the $6 million.
Unfortunately, with all large sums of money, there are terms the family has to agree to in order to accept it. According to a new report in the New York Times, the settlement will spare Cleveland the possibility of a federal civil rights trial, meaning that this case can no longer be investigated. Whatever problems the police had in regards to this proceeding are no longer on the table for probing. And for clarity, Cleveland is not admitting to any wrongdoing in this case. And while many of these conditions bring about new emotions, we'd be remiss not to mention that the Cuyahoga County Grand Jury decided not to indict the officer on criminal...
That's enough. There's no credibility there. The Cuyahoga? It's Cuyahoga. Jeepers crow. And that's the, that's the problem. We grab these things sometimes from various sites, but BET ought to know better than have some kid on there that doesn't even know how to pronounce the name of the county. It's Cuyahoga County. And but anyway, the point that I'm making here with listening to that to a point and some of the other things, the settlement is unusual in that they didn't admit to any guilt, but they obviously are guilty. They went and gave them $6 million. Somebody's right. Guilty of something. And it's interesting because the mayor is black and the police chief is black. And you know, there's this whole thing about sensitivity there. Cleveland has always gotten a bad rap. I went to school at Heidelberg College, which is in northwestern Ohio. And I was flew in and out of Cleveland. And I have great friends who are in Cleveland. I've spent a lot of time in Cleveland. Cleveland is just it's just another place. It's not good. It's not bad. It's just there. And it's like a lot of other places. And this is goes back to what I was saying a few minutes ago about our greatness. Cleveland is not a great city. It's not. It's just not anything special. As are so many of our cities now that used to be great. Indianapolis used to be a great city. It's just another city now.
Wichita. What's making it more generic, or whatever you would
because
use to describe it?
We have become more generic. Our society, radio, television, movies, we go for the greatest common denominator, which in a way is great because we like to get people on the same page, but yet there are so many distinct individual things that we ought to celebrate. The differences that we haven't learned how to be mature and celebrate our differences. We use the differences that we have as a way of eating away at each other instead of building a stronger country. And I think that over the course of our country, we have had opportunities to take our strengths because of our diversity and make them work for us. They do not now. And as a result of that, we have all of these problems like Tamir Rice, like the shoot. I mean, it's like a shooting gallery in Chicago. And some of the other Midwestern cities, New Orleans is a mess now. There are many cities in various states, you all know the ones I'm talking about, that are just they're just badly run. And those things get in the way of us being great. And here's another example to sort of underscore what I said and have said about bad police work, bad police officers, unions that support bad police officers. Here's this guy named Jason Lai, L-A-I, who works in the San Francisco Police Department. He received dozens of racist and homophobic texts while working at the police department. Then he responded to them with some really horrible hate documents. He has been in trouble since he's been there, and because his surface, the people that are running the city had to react to some news media investigations showing this guy made racist jokes about the president, said he hates LeBron James, and uses horrible language talking about black people. He resigned earlier this month. This is the second texting scandal and investigation in the San Francisco Police Department. And it just shows how it shows a couple of things. How racist, it isn't just black and white. I mean, this guy comes from an Asian background, and he didn't have any tolerance. Asians are horribly intolerant. The Japanese society is the most racist society on the planet. Unbelievable racism. And the Chinese are horrible racists, too. Asians tend to be that way. So, you know, this isn't just about me saying there are certain things that are wrong here. There are certain things, many things to celebrate. We managed to, it was because of our largesse, frankly. The Japanese, horrible creatures that they were before World War II and during World War II, the atrocities that the Japanese laid on the hands of the Allies, mostly Americans, was unspeakable, that stuff, and unforgivable. But yet, we forgave them, and we built a strong relationship with their country. Do they like us? No. They don't like us at all. But they tolerate us because we became their biggest market. Japan wouldn't have been anything in terms of its economy had it not been for us buying their stuff. Same thing can be said for the Chinese now. Do the Chinese people like us? Actually, the Chinese people like us better than the Japanese people do. Japanese are far more racist than the Chinese, but they're both racist. And so I go back to this police officer in San Francisco who pulled all of this stuff and then finally got fired. But why do we? Who? Isn't there some shrink someplace that interviews these people before they give them a badge? That could easily have seen that this guy is a crackpot and very angry. What the hell is he doing with a badge and a gun? So, you know, that's the, again.
I guess there isn't really. Is there a psychic?
I don't think there is. Maybe there should be a psychic and psychiatric.
Yeah, is there an evaluation that's part of police training?
I think it depends on where you are, Victoria.
Once you go through the police academy, then that's it. Then you've got a gun and then you're good until you do something wrong.
Well, you know, what they do with airline pilots now, they give them a physical twice a year and they're now giving him a psychological evaluation once a year.
Right.
And that's
well,
the
that
same
would
thing
make
I
sense.
Have. It does. And that's what police should have too.
Yeah.
It should be a psychological, they should have a physical every year, at least one, and they should have a psychological evaluation. And many departments don't do that because it's not manly to have to see somebody about your mental stability. And you know how foolish that is?
Yes.
Men and women. We all need to have a tune-up. We all need to know what's going on in our bodies, and we ought to know what's going on in our minds. And when these people who are out of their minds have a gun and a badge, it's bad news for all of us. And I think that's the sort of thing that we're talking about here. And so what other conclusions can you draw? I suppose you can draw a lot of them. If you're sensitive about being a police officer and think all these things are wrong, I suggest you look in the mirror. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey. Jerky, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sign.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Going on now at Guitarson. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings. Buy one, get one free. Pursue your tone with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center. This weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon. In-store and online.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I was Cleopatra. I was young and an actress. When you knelt by my mattress and asked for my hand, but I was fat. You asked it.
Let's introduce people to some music they may not be familiar with here. Things that are doing well or trending well on some of the charts. 23 after the hour, Good Day program. Victoria and Kara, we've been so focused on Prince the last week, or most of the last week, and so focused on the music of Beyonce. This is the portion in each hour which we devote to some stream of consciousness in the music world. This album had done very well before the debacle with his Prince. This group called the Lumineers, what can you tell us about them, Victoria?
The Lumineers had, you'll remember this, Doug, from if you ever saw Silver Linings Playbook, the song, yeah. I Belong With You, You Belong With Me, You're My Sweetheart, that song, yeah. that no one could get out of their head. That was from their first album, and there you go.
Yeah.
They're kind of, I would describe them, and Kara might get this reference. When I first heard them, there's a lot of, like, banjo and kick drum, and they're kind of, like, a little bit hillbilly, a little bit bluegrassy, and pop at the same time. It's an interesting mix. I think they're from Denver or somewhere in Colorado, and they have kind of that edge to them, which is cool. So this is their new album. It's much anticipated. It's been a long time coming, and it went straight to number one, which really surprised a lot of people.
It's called Cleopatra.
Yes.
Yep.
But I was
simple, straightforward music. There's nothing complicated about this.
No. This kind of gives me a little bit of a Paul Simon vibe.
Mm-hmm.
This
song.
I
can hear that. Yeah. I get that. Yep.
All
right.
Yeah, they're a good solid band, and they've got a big boost from being in that movie or having their song in that movie.
Yeah. Let me listen to this guy's voice. What's his name, the lead singer?
I don't know, actually. I don't know that much about them.
Fred Lumineer, maybe.
I think it's
to Wesley Schultz.
I don't know
that much either about them. I know that if you ever watch, do you ever watch Nashville, Doug?
Not really, no.
I've seen a few episodes, but there is a duo of two girls and their sisters, and they sing some of their own music too, but they're on that show and they play sisters on the show as well, and they're super duper talented, Lennon and Maisie, and they covered Ho Hey by the Lumineers, which is their old song that was really popular.
This guy does sound, he reminds me of somebody beside Paul Simon as well, but I can't put my name brain
well,
together with
just
my
based on that
brain.
Last note, I'm going to go with, who's the guy who sang American Pie?
Don McLean.
Yeah, I get a little bit of him too,
really,
voice-wise.
All right, next up, Chris Stapleton with a new album called Traveler. What do we know about this, Victoria?
Now, he's been in the top 10 album-wise since this came out. Chris Stapleton is really blowing up. And, you know, on the country charts, I believe he's been right up there in the top two. And, yeah, he's holding fast. I mean, right now on iTunes in the top 10 albums, it's all Prince and Beyonce.
Yeah.
Except for the Lumineers and Chris Stapleton.
All right.
Yeah, and the
soundtrack to Hamilton, which is hilarious to me. That's climbing the charts, too.
Yeah,
this song on the album actually won Best Country Album at the Grammys last year, I think. And it was nominated for Album of the Year, too, which is, that's when I first became familiar with it, because I had never heard of him before.
Yeah.
Huh. It's good. My heart crank the temperature. Just like rubber turning on. So, for those
of
you who
think... He's got a cool voice.
Yeah, it's a soulful, serious voice. It has a message. You get, it's a messagey voice. I like it. Prince and Beyonce are not the only thing happening musically. That's the point here of this exercise. And we'll sort of keep tabs on what's going on musically as we continue to focus on all things in your life on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Achoo! Learning to live with your pet and allergies. You know, if you suffer from allergies and are first considering a pet, there are some breeds of dogs and cats that are less apt to irritate allergies. Among the dog breeds, there are poodles because they have hair versus fur, terriers, Portuguese water dogs, and the Irish water spaniel. And among cats, there's the Rex and other shorthand breeds, but also remember that there are the hairless cats, the Sphinx as well. But if you already have a pet, there are things you can do to keep those allergies in check. First of all, make sure the house is vacuumed on a regular basis using a vacuum cleaner that has a HEPA filter. Wash your bedding as well as the pet's bedding every day. And if the allergies are really severe, have an allergy-free room. Maybe there's one room in the house where you can go in when your allergies are bothering you. That's kind of a pet-free zone. Make sure you use the proper coat conditioner. Make sure you use a good shampoo. Make sure the dog's skin and coat is in good shape. And if you have a cat, have someone wipe the cat every day, because most people are not allergic to the cat's fur. They're allergic to the cat's saliva. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Geico applauds your inner park ranger. Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. Geico also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These Geico agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com and enter the secret code 400. But hurry, this deal expires this Friday. 100 colorful blooms for mom for $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Gathered in the name of good radio, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Rich McFadden has gone to New Orleans to be with Roberta Fasanelli at, I was going to say Stonegate. I don't know where that came from. But
yes, they're going to Stonehenge.
Yes, they're going to Stonehenge. It's a jazz fest starting this weekend, goes through next weekend, and it's a lot of fun. I tried to convince Meredith to go. But she said to me, you don't even like jazz. I said, well, that's not the point. There are a lot of other singers there, but it's mayhem.
Yeah.
And I'm not good in mayhem. I want to be able to get there, watch things, and not be distracted by all the crowds. Speaking of crowds, crowds and crowds of people have been talking in various venues about this Kelly and Michael thing. It appears that they never spoke even before they walked out onto the stage yesterday. She smiled. as she came back. Interesting how much is made over a sort of a silly little television program. It's a good show, not as good as it was when Regis was on it. And so there was a lot of anticipation as to what she would say when she returned to the program. Those of you who don't remember or know, for whatever the reason, Michael Strahan, who's been a couple of years since Regis left as the co-host of the program, he's going to be a steady on Good Morning America. Speculation is that ABC wants to take back the 9 o'clock hour and will put him there, maybe, maybe not, because that's a place where the Today Show has done very well as they've expanded their hours. Kelly Ripa has a lot of class. I think she's good at what she does, frankly. She's been a good entertainer. She's been good in a number of different ways. Here she is talking about her return.
Our long national nightmare is over. Please, sit down. Please. Be seated. Look, I'm going to be completely honest. I'm fairly certain that there are trained professional snipers with tranquilizer darts in case I drift too far off message. Yeah. I first want to honestly, sincerely thank you for welcoming me back to this show. The love, the show of support to this bizarre time has been really overwhelming. I needed a couple of days to gather my thoughts. After 26 years with this company, I earned the right. And let's be honest, I know half of you called in sick to be here, so we get each other. In that time, I gained some perspective. I always speak from the heart. I didn't want to come out here and just, like, say something I might regret. So what transpired, though, over the course of a few days has been extraordinary in the sense that it started a much greater conversation about communication and consideration and, most importantly, respect in the workplace. This just a workplace. This is my second home. This is a place that I've devoted myself to, not just because of you, our loyal viewers, but because of all of the producers and the crew who work on this show. We have an incredible team. We are incredibly devoted to one another. We are family. Apologies have been made, and the best thing to come out of all of this, you guys, is that our parent company has assured me that live is a priority.
Yeah. Okay. And you're doing a great job, Kelly. Keep up the good work. She talked to Strahan about his new job, and you can decide for yourself whether you think she means it or not. Here she is again.
There is a commitment to the show and that the people that work here, and most importantly, to you, the viewers who have watched us every day for 30 years. I am thrilled for Michael. I am thrilled for you. This is a tremendous opportunity, and I couldn't be, and we couldn't be prouder of you and everything we accomplished together.
All right, so let's get. I want to pick out some other stuff here. The first guest on the program yesterday was Chris Schumann, who's from ET Entertainment Tonight, and he said things backstage were anything but pleasant.
Bellamy Young was the first guest on Live with Kelly and Michael Tuesday. Kelly Ripa's first show since she was blindsided by the news Michael Strahan was leaving the talker for Good Morning America. After Live, the scandal star dropped by Jenny McCarthy's SiriusXM show, where she dished about the vibe on set at Live.
They were tense, bless their hearts. Backstage, there was some tension because it could have gone anyway, but once it got underway, it was beautiful.
Were they kind of talking ahead of time?
No. It was sort of...
They were there with a
separate
part.
And then everybody went out, and then the show started, and then everybody remembers that we're grown-ups, and we have jobs, and
that's
we do
right.
Our jobs, and
Jenny shed some more light on the whole debacle, saying she knows from her time on The View that the ABC bosses have a habit of delivering bad news right before someone goes on vacation. Reminder here, Kelly Ripa had a pre-planned anniversary getaway over the weekend, but took an extra day off from Live to process Michael Strahan's announcement.
One of the things that I find interesting, I used to say this, Kara, well, I mean, Victoria, maybe you've had this happen in your career as a radio person. The boss if he has or she has any brains, never talks to you before you go on the air, never
right.
talks to you during the program. If they have something to work out, you do it after the show is over. You don't do it in the middle of it, and you don't do it before it.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how many people don't know, don't grasp that. And I think that this show that. But what I find, I heard over and over and over and over and over again yesterday that neither Kelly or Michael said a word to each other before they went on stage. And I'm guessing that after it was over, they didn't say a word. And there is a reason that Michael is leaving next week and not in September.
I think Kelly probably said, if I'm going to come back and do this show, then he's going to be gone. Because if he's going to treat me that way, I'm not standing for it. She's a tough little girl. I love her. I think she's great.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mess with her.
So here's a lady named Diane Falzone. I'm trying to remember where I came across her. Anyway, she interviewed
Kathy.
I used
to work with her.
Did you? Where?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I
Sirius.
Know her name?
We were both on Cosmo Radio.
Yeah. All right. So here she talks to Kathy Lee Gifford. Remember, she was there before Kelly with Regis about what happened.
You were a longtime host with Regis Philbin, and now there's been some drama on live with Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan. Do you have any advice to them?
Be totally professional.
Yeah.
I would keep anything that is going on between you private.
Mm-hmm.
Private. It's nobody's business but yours. But always, always be professional at your job. That's what you're hired to do.
Yep. That's what we're hired to do, and that's what they're hired to do. So you leave everything out. But I think Kelly means what she says about being. I mean, I certainly feel that way about this program. These people who are on with me are really my friends, and they are my family. The radio program that you listen to every day, where we have what goes on. I mean, Richie and I have had our spats over the years, and you've heard them on the air. The richer or poorer that we are for being ourselves is what makes the program last. This is the 28th year of this radio program. Radio shows don't last that long. Television shows don't last that long unless there's something there that's really from the heart. Now, we've got a kick out of some of these comments. Victoria on Twitter. There's a live tweet going on, by the way, Twitter at Good Day Show. Chuck writes, put yourself in her shoes. Your partner in a company is being promoted, somebody you help recruit. Your boss makes an announcement that catches you off guard. No courtesy call. I'd say, Chuck is right about that. Mark writes, Strand's saying all the right things, but he's still bailing. He's the one that should have told Ripa. Yes, he should have.
Mm-hmm.
He's a dirtbag. I've always said he was a dirtbag. Paula says, people weigh in without hearing her side, calling her spoiled and childish. I'm pleased she was allowed to say her piece. Businesses do many things to their employees that are disrespectful. Radio is the worst at this, you know? It really is. People who are household relationships, people who develop relationships by listening to someone for years on the radio. I remember when I was working at KBC in Los Angeles when it was sold to a new company and all of us on the air got fired. I was the last one to be fired, and I was the only one who wasn't thrown out on a Friday after a show. I mean, everybody else, at the end of their show on a Friday, it was one guy one week and then somebody else the next week, and it went on for 2 months, but everybody knew the place was going to get cleaned out, but they didn't trust you. And I don't, you know, whatever it was, because I had my problems with the bosses at the station as well, but they told me a month before it was going to be over that it was going to be over. And so we trust you to carry it through until December 31st. But these people are notorious for not having the maturity to deal with these issues.
Yep.
And I mean, you see, these are huge companies, make billions of dollars. It's just amazing. All right, in a moment, we will be joined by our friend Dr. Ron Hoffman with some medical news that's important here on Good Day.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
45 after the hour here on Good Day. Joining us now is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who has, among other things, a great medical practice in New York City. He does a great radio program that's heard a lot of stations that carry this program, as a matter of fact, over the weekend carry Dr. Hoffman. He has a great newsletter, the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, which you can sign up for by going to his website, drhoffman.com. The focus of the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter this week is gluten intolerance and whether or not it's BS. So, what's your conclusion?
My conclusion is that it's decidedly not BS.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. I've got it, and it ain't BS.
Yeah, but the headlines would have you believe otherwise. And really, this is the way it goes, you know, in science and in thought in general, is that these ideas emerge, which are controversial ideas, and at first they're rejected, they're ridiculed, and then all of a sudden people wake up and say, hey, you know, maybe there is something to it, and then finally it becomes an orthodoxy, and then we've got this movement where, you know, virtually everyone who's chic and cool is on a gluten-free diet, maybe to some extent to an excess. You know, this is like a badge of being with it, you know, that it's kind of a food fad. But this is a real phenomenon for at least a considerable minority of people who really do have serious problems around eating gluten, even if they don't have celiac disease. Yeah. And, you know, recently they did a study which purports to show that people don't have true gluten allergy. But the study's been misinterpreted. Basically, they took people off a whole slew of foods that could cause problems, all grains, many fruits and vegetables that could cause some problems. Then they reintroduced gluten in a blinded fashion. In other words, the people didn't know whether they had gluten or whether they didn't have gluten. Yep. And after just 3 days, people were somewhat bothered, but they were also bothered by a control challenge, which was unfortunately whey, which is a dairy derivative, which a lot of people have problems with. So the study was very, very flawed. And on the basis of that, they said, oh, these people are just imagining that they're gluten sensitive. I don't think you can fairly conclude that from the study. And I run that down in that article in the newsletter, and it's on our website, so check it out.
Yeah, it really is. It's an important thing to read and understand. I will tell you, it's not a figment of my imagination. There are certain things that I can eat, and I know better, but I don't really know. Sometimes certain breads and grains don't affect me, and some do.
Yep.
I was at a Panera, had a bowl of tomato soup last night, and a half of a sandwich. And the bread's fresh and it's wonderful and stuff, but man, and I've had dinner or lunch there hundreds of times, and it didn't affect me usually, but last night it did, and I just feel that it's a horribly uncomfortable feeling that you get because of the gluten intolerance.
You know, and it's not just gas and bloating. A lot of people think, oh, it's, you know, going to be a gastrointestinal problem exclusively, but we see patients with brain fog, with mood problems, with joint aches. I had a guy the other day who said, you know, since getting off gluten, his arthritis is much better. So, you know, a lot of stuff is going on here. We don't quite understand this, but to limit it to just that maybe 3% of the population has true celiac disease, tell everybody else to stuff their face with bread, pizza, and pasta.
Oh, pizza.
Not a great idea.
Pizza is awful. Pastas, it is in the flour, though, isn't it? Often, that's part of the problem?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, it's a very high percentage of gluten, which is something that is believed is kind of hard for humans to digest. You know, think of it as a relatively recent addition to the human diet because people didn't eat grains prior to maybe a few thousand years ago.
All right, gluten-free, good article, Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. Sign up for it at drhoffman.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
To spend some time with your friend and mine, Warren Eckstein, who has the Pet Show, which is a great broadcast, also a weekend show heard in a lot of these same stations. He has a new podcast on Podcast One called The Pet Insider. It'll be great for you to spend some time with Warren Eckstein. I like having him here as well. And in a moment, we're going to find out why it is that Warren has suggested, or others have suggested, that we ought not to hug our dogs as much as we do. I say poo on that. Let's see what Warren says just after these words.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings. Buy one, get one free. Pursue your tone with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Or plug in and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon. In-store and online.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having,
Relief can be yours with Nasal Cord Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasal Cord has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasal Cord is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasal Cord. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at nasalcord.com. Use as directed.
All right, so let's get to the heart of things here, Warren. Story that we have at DougSteffen.com asks you to please stop hugging your dog. And I'm trying to figure out why. This is a study published in Psychology Today. What the heck are they saying?
You know, this is the most ridiculous thing. All of these studies come out, and the majority of these studies that I read, Doug, are usually done under clinical situations. They're not done with real people like you or me. I believe 100%, as long as you have a dog that enjoys being hugged, hug away. It's good for the dog. It goes back to their early puppyhood when they would kind of bundle together to feel comfort and comfortable, and they would kind of hug each other. So I'm a firm believer in hugging. Too many of these clinical studies suggest, again, they take it from a point of view of not being a pet guardian, but more of a study they're doing. So I've been hugging animals. My whole reputation is based on hugging and kissing animals. I say as long as the dog wants to be hugged, hug away. No different with people. You wouldn't want to hug somebody that doesn't want to be hugged either.
Well, Charlotte, my bulldog, would let me know if she didn't want to be hugged, she just walked away. She pulled herself away. Sometimes she wanted to be rubbed and hugged. Sometimes she didn't. It's like human beings, I guess, much as anything else, right?
Exactly, no different. However, studies like this come out, Doug, and what it does is it tells people that maybe they should not hug or be as close to their dogs as possible, which in the long run can create a rivalry rather than a bond. So I say hug, hug away, as long as you know the dog wants to be hugged. And again, these studies drive me crazy. I get them every day. If they would spend more time on their hands and knees working with people and the pets they live with every day, instead of getting these tremendous grants to do these studies at universities, the results would be a lot better.
There are a lot of pets that go missing every year. If you have a dog or a cat that's one of them, there's only a 10% chance you'll ever find them again. What do you say to people who ask you about whether there ought to be a GPS pet collar or that? Is the difference between what I think those would do and having the implanted chip, or are they both the same?
Well, no, the implanted chip is basically not a GPS. What the implanted chip does is you can take it to a veterinarian or a rescue humane society, and they take a wand and they run it over the dog or the cat, and it brings up the information. With the GPS, you can be at home, and let's say your dog's three-quarters of a mile away, the GPS will let you know exactly where that dog is. From my perspective, my dog has an old-fashioned dog tag. He has a microchip, and when the GPS collar comes out that I really believe in, he'll also have a GPS collar on as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anything I can do. I mean, it doesn't make sense not to have every form of protection for your pet that's possible. It just doesn't make sense not to use it.
Oh, no, not at all. You were, let's see, we got about a minute here. In the Better Living box at DougSteffen.com, we repurposed a blog from you about whether your pet talks to you and what they say. I think we touched on this a couple of weeks ago. I just wonder about interpreting what the words or the expressions mean.
Well, any good pet guardian, listen, you and Charlotte were as close as any two people I know. When I say people and pets. And the bottom line is, there's no doubt in my mind that you and Charlotte communicated, sometimes verbally, sometimes via the body language, and sometimes maybe using a sixth sense. So I honestly believe that dogs and people do have this ability to really understand each other if, again, they spend the time watching their dog's behavior and understanding what they're doing. So, yeah, I think people and dogs have that ability.
Warren's new podcast, The Pet Insider, at Podcast One. Warren Eckstein, here with us on the Good Day program.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 27cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 27cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 27cash.com. Type www.27cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.